Fine, Hashem Hashem HaSad HaSiyah. So we're holding it in Hebrew. So in the Kuti 8 says now, Emes Ve'emuna, letter Tazayin. Iker Chashivas HaTzedakah U'Shlei Musa. The main importance of Tzedakah and to do the mitzvah properly and completely. Hu Ayidei HaEmuna. This is through Emuna. So Chal HaBrachas, all the brachas, all the blessings. V'Hashpa'is HaBa'im Ayidei Tzedakah. All the blessings that come through Tzedakah. So even though there are many brachas of friends we get when we give tzedakah, some of the 6 brachas, it could be 11 brachas, there are many brachas a person gets when we give tzedakah. We only get them properly and completely if we have emuna. Shehi makara brachas, because emuna, faith, is the source of all blessings. So even though tzedakah brings down bracha, brings down blessings, we have to have faith, which is the source of all blessings, to bring down, help bring down those blessings properly. The Iker Emuna Zeicha Adei Shmir Shabbos Kaddish. The main Emuna, how do we get a person Zeicha to Emuna? By keeping Shabbos alone, even though Shabbos we're showing that we have Emuna, that itself gives a person Emuna. By the fact we keep Shabbos alone, that itself gives a person Emuna. Yud Zayin. Hal Shleimus Kol Atvar Mi Emuna. The completeness of everything is through Emuna. Uvilti Emuna, without Emuna, Kol Devar Mi Chaseim. Everything is missing. If we're lacking emuna, we're lacking in everything. V'chein shleimus ha-Torah, the shleimus of the Torah, she hadas, which is the das, the holy das of Hashem, the holy intellect of Hashem. Ki rak ha-idei emuna is only if we also have faith. Ki kol ha-Torah amedas al emuna, the whole Torah stands in emuna, like we learned at the end of Makos, right? Chavakuk said, v'ah chavak v'amid en al-achas, tzadik v'amon tzayichet. Ki ikr hi ha-emuna. The main thing is having faith. So we spoke about yesterday how if someone spoke Lashon Hara, which is connecting with the death, then Torah could help rectify, make a tikkun, who said Torah is the Eitz Chaim. Torah is the tree of life. Also, we're saying now, learning Torah also is helps a person that they shouldn't speak Lashon Hara in the future. It also helps, not only we say that it rectifies the past, a person does tshuva, it makes a tikkun on the past Lashon Hara, it also helps to prevent the person from speaking Lashon Hara in the future. Like the Gemara in Eichot says, what's the takana? Shelo yomi lidei Lashon Hara. Right? Before yesterday we brought that the Gemara that said that what's the takana for someone who already spoke Lashon Hara? What's the advice? Now we're saying what's the advice for someone not to speak Lashon Hara in the future? Says, if he's a Talmid Chacham also, he should learn Torah. So it's like everybody here, Talmid Chacham, we should learn Torah. Now, why should that help me? Why is Torah going to help me for the future? So it's simple. The Gemara said, Chavis Chai says, simple. The Gemara said, Hedrin, that's how the test is about. Adam la'amol yulad. A person is created to toil, to work hard. We try to be lazy, we're going to have to work anyway. We're created to work hard. Pasuk and Iyot. The Gemara said, I don't know, is it to do work, or maybe to toil with the mouth, maybe it's to toil physically or mitzvah with the mouth. When it says the pasuk, Ki'achav al-apiyu, we see that it's to toil with the mouth. It says, maybe, is it to work, toil, a Torah, or just to talk to people, just stop to chat. So the Gemara brings the pasuk that we learned from there is for Amal Torah. And Chavetz Chaim explains that naturally, a person is very lazy. We're lazy, right? We know, Chazal say a person is like dust, or we're made out of acrius, right? We're made out of heaviness, so therefore we're lazy. However, the mouth is much different than all other parts of our body. Because even though our mouth also gets lazy sometimes, it's much less lazy than the other parts of our body. It's much easier to speak. The other parts of our body have to really push ourselves to use them and not be so lazy. But the mouth is not as hard to speak. However, the main purpose of the mouth is to learn Torah and to come close to Hashem. And therefore, if we use the mouth in the right way, then we won't come to speak Lashon Hara. Says because a person naturally likes to speak. We speak. It's not like our other limited body, we naturally like to be lazy. Naturally, a person likes to talk. We like to talk. And therefore, if we have a choice, either we can use it for the right things with Torah, So if now we're going to end up, we're not going to use it for the right things, for Torah and Avodas Hashem, we're going to end up using it automatically. We're going to end up using the mouth for the negative. And that's what the Gemara Chulin says, that by nature we like to, it's hard to close our mouth. It's hard, we like to talk. It's hard to close our mouth and not speak. Right? It says our job is sometimes to close our mouth and make ourselves as if we're mute. That's what Gemara says. We have to control ourselves to be quiet. Because you see, naturally we want to talk. It's not like the rest of the limbs of our body, but naturally we want to be late. So by using our speech that we like to speak for Torah, this will save us from Lashon Hara. So we see from here how much a person has to strengthen himself in learning Torah. First of all, mitzvah d'chiv itself, the obligation of learning Torah. And also, in order that we should use our speech properly and not use it for the negative. That's even all the worse. So now, when the Torah is degraded, how much we have to strengthen ourselves to learn Torah. Like the Gemara said to Yerushalmi, if you see a generation that's lax in learning Torah, you stand up and be strong. And you're going to get the schar for all those people. You're going to get the reward connected to kulam. Yes, if you have a lot of people, not so a lot of people are learning so much Torah, and you stand up, you want to learn Torah, you have to get the schar reward for all of them that they were supposed to be learning Torah. So now also we're going to explain a little bit the great obligation a person has to learn Torah and the great reward they have in this world and the next world. Just one more thing over here. The main limit of Torah, the main learning Torah, what's the highest level of learning Torah? It's learning that's going to bring to action. That's the highest level of learning. And there's a mitzvah to say the raisa. Like the pasuk says, ulamatem oisem, ushmartem oisem, you shall learn the Torah to keep it. The mitzvah said the peya, ilu dvam shah, the oichal, right? We know that a person eats the fruits of the labor in this world. You don't eat the fruits of the labor. You eat in this world and you get reward in the next world. And it says, Talmud Torah is connected all of them. And all the mitzvahs aren't worth even one word of Torah. Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. So he said all the mitzvahs aren't worth one word of Torah?
All the mitzvahs are...
Say that again?
That's what
came
and asked.
All that is
Talmud Torah
connects to it. Yeah, but only because Torah leads to mitzvahs, we say.
No, but also, all the mitzvahs don't even equal one word of Torah.
Where's that?
The first Mishnah in Peh. Talmud Torah connects to Peh, Torah, Aleph, Mishnah, Aleph.
Yeah, but why? Because Torah leads to the mitzvahs.
Also, the learning Torah itself, besides that, is the learning Torah itself is connected to it. It's true, and the learning Torah is going to bring me to mitzvah. Even that in itself is because that itself is. Meaning, I'm learning one thing, I'm not learning all the Torah now. I'm not learning about Siddur Torah. I'm learning about an egg born on Yom Tov. Right? But still, it's connected all the Siddur Torah to mitzvah. Let's get involved, no? Let's get involved learning Torah. Everyone's like 613, every word. It's pretty big. Fine. That's what we're saying over here. So we're saying over here, we're in the Gemara now, Daf, Beit Gimel Amud Aleph. Yeah? What are we saying? Fa'af Rabbi Yechon Safar. We're holding in the middle, we're going to go over again what we started yesterday. We're trying to get to the bottom, keep on going. It's one flow. Go with the flow. No. Yeah. You ready? For the Gemara? 3A. 3A, I don't know which number, the 3A. Got it? We're in the middle of the page. Va'at Rabbi Yochanan Sabar Hachi. Also Rabbi Yochanan holds like this. Holds like what? That the reason why you cannot eat an egg which is born on Yom Tov is because of Gzeira Mishamashka Shazav. It goes into the Gzeira of liquid that was flowed out. Just like we said, liquid that flowed out of a grape, let's say. Liquid that flowed out of a grape. The halacha is you're not allowed to drink it because we're afraid you're going to come to squeeze the grape. So included in that theory also was an egg that came out of a chicken. Also, you're not allowed to eat it if it was laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Fine. So we want to say Rabbi Yochanan holds like the shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, who said the reason why you can't eat the egg is because of Gzeira Mashkin, that juice that got liquid that flowed out of the fruits. Now, where do we see that from? Rabbi Yochanan Rami, because Rabbi Yochanan adds a contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda, from one Rabbi Yehuda onto another statement made by Rabbi Yehuda. Umashanin, he answered it. So from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda adds the contradiction, shows us that he held us all one gzera. The fact that he compared an egg being laid to a juice coming out of a fruit, if he compared them and he adds the contradiction between the two, must be there for the same reason. Must be that the reason why you can't eat an egg which was laid on Yom Tov is because it's part of the gzera of liquid that got flowed out of the fruit. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Now I'm going to bring where we find this theory. Tanan, we learned it was taught in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in Gemara Shabbos. Ain seichatin es a peris lahitzi mehan mashkin. You're not allowed to squeeze peris. That's first of all to Esa deraisa. Rashi says the tolda of dash, and there was Esa deraisa to do shlita. Fine. The im yatzu me'atzman. Now let's say the juice came out by itself. Asurin, that the Kama says they're usher. They're always usher. You're not allowed to drink that juice because we're afraid if you're going to drink that juice, you might come to also squeeze your grape. Who done with the pants? If the reason why you brought it into your house, sorry, imla eichlin, if it's for food, if you brought these grapes into your house to eat them, why do you bring these grapes in? Not to squeeze them, to eat them, so they're considered food. Hayyitze mehen mutter. The liquid that flows out of them is permitted. Why is it permitted?
It's food
from food. Oh, we're going to say it's food from food. It's all one entity. We're viewing it as one entity. Since the reason why you brought this grape in the house was not for the juice to make it two entities, was to eat the grape, it's one entity, and therefore the juice coming out of it is food from food. And therefore what? So five al and therefore what? So it's food from food, and therefore what?
So, if you can eat the juice is also like eating
a
grape. It's all one thing.
Oh, the juice like eating a grape is one thing. And so there's no reason to make it zero, right? There's no reason to make it zero that you might come. Oh, so, fine, what does the Rashi say? So Rashi says on our base, we'll see, the top Rashi says, and therefore there's no schita here. Since it's food from food, not just because we're not going to start making zeros on you because we don't care if you squeeze it, because you don't care about the juice so much. You want that. Rashi says on our base, in this case, when it's made for food, according to Shita, if you would squeeze this grape, there's no Issa deraisa of schita. Which is a chiddush. That's what we see in Rashi on the next page. On top of the next page, we see Rashi says that. Because Rashi over here doesn't sound like that. But Rashi over here just says, if you look at Rashi, Imla Eichlin. But if you look at Rashi, Imla Eichlin, Rashi says, Imla Eichlin, hey, b'chun nasim, if they were brought in for food, ha'peris halalu, ha'ezem mutter by b'yayim. Rashi says, why? What did Rashi say? I got this Rashi over here. I'm out. Imla Eichlin?
Yeah.
What's saying? Imla Eichlin, why is Rashi say there's no reef? There's no problem over there. The leka lemigzar shema yisra. Rashi says, kiva the lemicha le bahani mashkin, since you don't want these juices, leka lemigzar, there's no reason to make a gzera shema yisra, maybe you're going to squeeze it. For this Rashi, you could think that maybe, but there's still an isra deraisa. There is an isra deraisa to squeeze, even though it's food grade. But we're not going to make a gzera on you. But we'll see in the top Rashi, and the base says there's no schita here. If it's for food, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Erchel to Avris, there's no Isser of schita to squeeze such a grape.
Why doesn't Rashi say that here?
That's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question why Rashi doesn't speak that out over here. It sounds a little bit confusing for this Rashi. But, so basically, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in a case where it was a grape that you brought into your house for food, there's no issue of eating the juice. You know why? Because you don't have to make it xer. Because even if you squeeze this grape, there's no Isser deraisa of schita. Because it's all one entity, we don't look at it like you squeeze the grape and you squeeze juice out of a grape. Look at it, you squeeze a grape, like you cut the grape in half. That's all you did, you didn't do anything wrong. There's no istaraisa of schita. Good. So let's see again. Rehudaim imla eichlin hayetzman, it was for the food that came out of them. Mutter. However, imla mashkin hayetzman, if you brought it into your house because you wanted to squeeze these grapes for wine, then hayetzman aser. Then you're ready. You had a different idea what you're doing with this grape. There you're already trying to make it two different entities. Therefore, the liquid that comes out of it is going to be usher, is there abundant, especially we're afraid you're going to come and squeeze this grape. Well, what do we see? from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said that if it's an eating grape, there's no slita. Kol oichlin, Rabbi Yehuda, all food is ochel da afresu. It must be its food that is food. All food is one entity. When one food comes out of another food, you view it as one entity. What's the problem? Well, I said for a minute, we have a contradiction to that. What's our contradiction to that? The contradiction? We're telling you the whole, the juice that comes out of grape is not because there's no Israel squeezing it, because it's all one entity. Because it's food from food. For a minute, why does that have a contradiction? But Adam Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also says, right, this is in the middle of a Mishnah in Mesachtas Erevin, Masna Adam Al Kalkala, a person can make a condition on a basket of fruit, Al Kalkala shall pay be Yom Tavrisha, on the first day of Yom Tav, Va'achla Mishani, and he's able to eat them on the second day. Meaning what? What did the guy do over here? He forgot to take Ochuris and Maestras on Erev Yom Tov. He was rushing, he was busy. He forgot to separate the Truma and the Maestras. He forgot to tie the fruits on before Yom Tov. Now it's Yom Tov. Halacha is, on Yom Tov, you're not going to tie the fruits. Why not? The Rabbanan. Nerukam Esakin. It looks like you're making a tikkun. It's the Rabbanan saying you're not allowed. Right? The rice, you could shit, you're allowed to do, but the Rabbanan no, do not. Now the guy can't eat his fruits, he wants to eat his fruits. He wants to eat his fruits today, so what's he supposed to do? So the first day you have to have too wet, you can't have your fruits for dessert.
What do you mean it looks like it's a
thing? It's not real tikkun, it's not tikkun the rice, you didn't fix anything. You made it edible.
Yeah, it's fixing.
It's nirukam sabi, you didn't fix it. It's true, you fixed it, you made it from unedible to edible, you didn't even fix it. The rice of tikkun, you took a thing, you take a hammer, you build, you fix, you build something. You
any case of food, it's not.
Nirukam sabi.
All cases of food is nirukam.
If it's not cooked,
it's not edible.
The case where it's not cooked, if you're cooking it, you're cooking it. Not, even though it's not edible, but you didn't fix any fruit. These fruits that I'm eating now are totally fine. They're just in this basket. I think I had other fruits that made them edible. It's like a tefillah, kelim. Also, it's also nirukam sabi. Ben hashmash
is
eish mutter.
What?
It's nirukam sabi. It's not tikkun. You didn't fix the pot. The pot's a pot. I did some spiritual thing to it, so I didn't really do tikkun. Meaning, I did it physically. Tikkun is usually, at least what we all usually have, pshat is you have to do a tikkun, you do a physical tikkun. Here you do like a spiritual tikkun. I didn't fix the fruit, I didn't fix the pot that I dipped on Yom Tov.
They're tevel still, so it's not that there's nothing wrong with them, just
tevel. The fruits are edible, they're just tevel. I can't eat them halachically. Physically, they're beautiful fruits, I can eat them, they're ripe fruits. So it's never come to fine. So you're not allowed to tie fruits on Yom Tov. However, if there's 2 days Yom Tov, you could be able to eat them by the time the second day comes around. So at least your second day guests will have some fruit for dessert. How do you do that? So Rashi brings down the whole story, how you do it. Rashi explains to us how to do it. Let's see Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down the wide lines. Rashi brings the whole background for the Gemara over there. How are you able to eat the fruits on the second day? But you're not, how can you eat the fruits on the second day? You're not allowed to take off, you can't take off chumas amayis on Yom Tov. So how are you supposed to have to eat on the second day? So Rashi says, Masne Adam, a person can make a condition ala kalkal on his fruit. What's the condition he's making on his basket of fruit? So Laha Milsa Nami, the Bach has in Havashtei Kedush. For this also, even 2 days Rosh Hashanah will have two Kedushas. And what does Rashi want with this first line? So we're going to see the end of our Gemara. What is the question if Rosh Hashanah has two Kedushas or one Kedushas? We're going to talk about this a lot now on the next page. What does it mean exactly if Rosh Hashanah has two Kedushas or one Kedusha? What does that mean?
One long day, and each one is a full, and one is a Kodesh, it's very different.
So, for Rosh Hashanah, the big Machlokes, we're going to bring in a Daftal, 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 we're going to see, and the Gemara Shad and Irvin, they talk about this issue about Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah, usually the second Yom Tov Sheni, the second day Yom Tov, is the Rabbanan, right? It's because we're in doubt which day is really different, which day was Yom Tov. Right? Therefore, we do Yom Tov Sheni with the Rabbanan. Fine. What about Rosh Hashanah? Why do you keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is here also. It's like all other times. It's 1 day is really like on a level, it's like a Duraisa level. The second day is more like a Durabbanan, which means there's two Kedusha, meaning there's two different levels of Kedusha. That's what he holds. We're going to get to Gemara later, he's going to speak about the whole argument in depth. Rabbanan hold no. Rosh Hashanah, it's not like all other times, like one's deraisa, one's Rabbanan. We treat it all like one long day deraisa. Like why we call it a yema arichta. Even though it's 2 days, you view it halachically like one long 48-hour day. Right? So, according to Yehuda, that he's saying it's 2 days, you'll be able to eat these fruits on the second day if you make a condition. According to Rabbanan, your condition isn't going to help you because it's all one long kedusha. So we consider it one more, it's like the first day of Yom Tov. So therefore, if this thing you didn't tithe, you can't tithe, you can't think of Trumas and Maisers on Yom Tov. But let's see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds the Hamel Savish Day Kedusha is, for this thing, it's going to be Tikkur Rosh Hashanah, it's going to have 2 days, there's going to be two different Kedushas. So now, what's the story? Rashi gives us the whole background. If everyone wants to look inside Rashi, okay. 6 lines from the top. Haisalai Kalkalo Shalpair is Tevel. A person had a basket of fruits which are tevel, it's totally untied. The shachach, he forgot. The loy easter may erev yom tov, he did not take off meiser and erev yom tov. Utnanu, and we learned in the Mishnah. Right, it's going to be Mishnah in Sechus Beitz, it's coming up. On daf, lamed vav. Ein magbin trumas meiser, you can't lift, you can't separate trumas and meiser's yom tov. You're not allowed to take off trumas and meiser on yom tov. So what do you do now? See, you're stuck. You didn't take off your shumas and meiser. No, meiser b'yamtiv b'tnai. Take off meiser on yamtiv with a condition. V'aymer say the following. Say the following condition. Im hayoyim chol. If today is weekday, ulo macher kaidish, and tomorrow is really yamtiv. Right on the first day, say the following. What do you do on the first day? What do you say on the first day? If today is weekday, really weekday, and tomorrow is really kaidish, tomorrow is really yamtiv, then yiyu it should be elu. Trumus u'maisrus al elu. These fruits on the right side. So we trumus and maisrus for the fruits that are on the left side. Good? So if today is chal, if today is really weekday, I'm allowed to separate trumus and maisrus. The imayam kodesh, but on the chance that today is really kodesh, it's yom tov, and with dvar yaklum, my words are worth nothing. Right? Because if it's really yom tov, you don't want to go against the derabbanan and separate your trumus and maisrus. Right? So if today is weekday, these fruits are my truest. I'm separating them and I'm designating them for my truest and my. Because today is Kaidish, my words are nothing. I don't want to go there. Rabbanan, don't let me separate today. My words are nothing. I'm not trying to separate truest and Maisers today. Good? V'nai said by Simon, he puts a simon aside on those fruits that he, because in this case we learned already in Matthew, he's designating them. He's not really separating, he's designating them. Put a simon, which fruits are the ones that you designated to be truest and Maisers. That's Rashi said, V'nai said by Simon, he put a sign. Fine. That's day one. Day two, you make another condition. Ulamacharas, and the next day, the second day of Yom Tov, Chayder, you go back. Why you say the file? You say the same thing. Make the same condition. Im hayom chol, if today is weekday, the etmol kodesh, and yesterday was kodesh, right? So that means yesterday I did not separate it because today is weekday and yesterday was kodesh. You elu truma al shar. These fruits should be truma on the rest of them. Yesterday is Kaddish, but Etzmachal, and yesterday was weekday. Harei Nasa, Truma, Me'adva, hold, I made Truma. Yesterday, right, they already separated from yesterday. So either way, if yesterday was weekday, I separated them yesterday. Today is weekday, I'm separating it today. Right, one of the days were weekday. So therefore, after you do this on the second day, you could go and eat your fruits. Because for sure, one, you separated them one day, which was weekday. And either way, it's going to be make a tikkun. Right, either if yesterday was weekday, I fixed it yesterday. If today's weekday, I fixed it today. Good? Any questions? Good. So that's regarding a case of fruits. Let's go back into the Gemara. With a similar thing by an egg, except by the egg, you don't have to make the condition, it's automatic. The chain also, beitza shenalta, barishan, an egg which was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, tevel b'sheni, you could eat it on the second day of Yom Tov. Why? Because if the first day is weekday, right, what happened? The egg was born on the first day, right? The first day is weekday, the egg is born on weekday, it's fine, right? No shlachana is the drabana. But we're not going to chana. No is the drabana. If the first day was weekday, it's mutter. If the second day is weekday, then the egg was born on yesterday on Yom Tov, but today is weekday, so it's mutter. Meaning either yesterday is weekday or today is weekday, right? So the egg was born on Monday, right? The egg is born on Monday, right? Now the egg is born on Monday. Now, by Tuesday, I could be sure eat it. Why? Either yesterday was weekday, so it was born on weekday, right? Or if yesterday was Yom Tov, and today is weekday, so I could eat it anyway. So sure, by the time you come to the second day Yom Tov, you could eat it. Either yesterday was weekday, today is weekday. Comes the Gemara says, "V'chein beitz shenal rishon teicha." We also, let's see Rashi. Seven lines to the bottom. First word line. V'chein l'gavei beitzah. How the shtei kedushas? Rabbi Yehuda says the days have two different kedushas. Ha'echad chal. One day is going to be chal. Ve'echad yamtiv. The other day, the one day is going to be yamtiv. V'hamnal do rishon. Therefore, an egg that was born on the first day, v'taras b'sheni for sure, by the second day will automatically be mutter. It will be permitted to eat this egg. It comes to Gemara and says, "Basheni in." In the second day, yes, you're telling me eat it on the second day. But Parishon, on the first day of Yom Tov, when the thing was like, "Well, you don't let me eat it. Why not?" If you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that food that came from food is considered one entity. The juice that came out of the grape was one entity. It's not schita. You have no issues of squeezing. And you have no issues of there's Rabbanon that if it came out, you might come to squeeze. So here also, it's all part of the same Gzera. If the egg was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, right? The egg was born on the first day of Yom Tov, and it's all one entity, what's the problem? It's not part of the Gzera.
Why can't you eat on the first day?
Why can't you eat on the first day? Why can't you eat on the first day? What's wrong with eating on the first day? Because, what's that question? By the fact you're telling you're allowed to eat on the second day, it sounds like only on the second day, because you have a whole chedjah, one day was for sure a weekday. But on the first day, it's usr. Why is it usr? It's just like it's like the juice part of the grape, that you're planning on eating it. It's part of the grape. Here also, the egg is part of the chicken. Right? So, why is it usr? That is Rabbi Yochanan's question, his contradiction of the two Rabbi Yehudas. Had a question? So, comes our Gemara and says, Umidika mirmi luhu adadi, Umidika from this, Mirmi lehu, that we contradicted them, we made a contradiction, ahadadi, on each other, for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan felt that these two laws contradict each other. Shmami nuts, a proof from here, we hear from Chata, it's one reason. What's the Gemara saying? Why in the world is Rabbi Yochanan connecting a case of squeezing a grape on Shabbos to get the juice out in the case of someone hen laying an egg? What's the connection? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds that by Hilchos Shabbos, right, for Hilchos Shabbos, is considered two different, it's considered one entity, the food and the grape. And over here, I have a different issue. Maybe over here, by the case of the egg, maybe it's a different, it's a gzera because of fruit that fell off. Or maybe rabbit, maybe any pshat. Why is Rabbi Yochanan asking this contradiction between grapes and eggs? Why is it a contradiction? If you're asking a contradiction between these two cases, you must understand they were all part of the same gzera. If you could contradict one Rabbi to the next Rabbi Yehuda, it must mean you held that the Rabbi Yehuda, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said over here that egg is usher is because of, it was part of the gzera of the juice that came out of a grape. Why? Because let's say Rabbi Yehuda held like a different pshat. Let's say Rabbi Yehuda held like Rabbi Yosef, right? The reason why egg is usher is because Paris had nicer. Do you have any contradiction? What's your contradiction? Which
apple?
Apple and orange. Who cares? So by Hilchos Shabbos, by the Jews coming, I think a gzera of schita, he held this one entity. And over here, he holds it's a gzera of Paris and nicer, fruit that fell off. The only way Rabbi Yehuda could possibly ask a contradiction is he holds that the reason why we in Beit Hashanoda an egg is because it's a problem of part of the gzera of juice that flowed out of a grape. So if not, then no connection. You connect the apples and oranges. You're connecting a Hilchos Shabbos with a grape and an egg. What is a grape got to do with the chicken? So if he asks this contradiction, it must be that he understood the whole reason why an egg is usher is because it's like the juice that came out of a grape. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no problem the juice coming out of the grape, there should be no problem over here also. Which means everything should line up. The Rabbanan who say over there the juice of the grape is usher. Here they say it's aser. Really, who this says the grape, the juice of the grape is mutter? Here also should be mutter. So that's what I was to say. We see for sure Rabbi Yechon understood the pshat in our Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yitzchak. Let's see Rashi. Vasheni in Barisha like. We said, you're telling me that it's only mutter on the second day, which sounds like to me the first day, it's the, you can't eat the egg. Alma, we see, call me the anything, all things, the zav mevakayim yom tov, that flow from their place on yom tov. Vafilu aichlan, even if it's food, azer is still azer. So why do we need to say over there that it's mutter by the Jews that command the grape? It seems like everything should be azer, things that flow out should be azer. Shani Rabbi Yechon, that's what Rabbi Yechon answer. Mechlef is hashita. I think I skipped it in the Gemara again. Shani Rech Mechlef is hashita. Yeah, so what did Rabbi Yechon answer? How do you answer the contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda? Shani Rabbi Yechon, Mechlef is hashita. Flip the first Mishnah. Shita is a Mishnah that ain't Sechtin. The Eich of the Rabbi Yehuda switch around Rabbi Yehuda, which means like this. We'll say like this. In the first Mishnah, so the Rabbi Yehuda will say, the juice that came out of the fruit, what's the halacha? We're flipping it now. What's the halacha? And you're planning on eating it.
Rabbi Yehuda would say it's
aser. Rabbi Yehuda would say it's aser. Because we're flipping. And this, why? Because anything that flows out of something else, there's two entities. And also by an egg that was born on the first day of Yom Tov, it's aser. Because it's two entities.
Which lines up with
the second? Yeah, it says everything is the line up. And there are bottom and all, everything is mutter. That's it. So let's see the Rashi's spread. When we come to Rami Rabbi Yechanan, and this Rabbi Yechanan made a contradiction. Mashkin Shezavu, the case of the liquid that flowed out, Ubeitza, and the case of the egg, which was born Ahadadi on each other. Shema, we know we hear it from here. Chatam, it must be it's all for one reason. Therefore, Manda Asr Baha. If you make it Asr over here, Asr Baha should be Asr, it should be prohibited over here. Ude Shari Bahaf is mutter over here. Shari Bahaf should be mutter over here. So if the grape is mutter, the juice of the grape is mutter, the egg should be mutter. If the juice of the grape is asa, here should be asa, has to line up. Therefore, we said, Mechlef es hashita. So why is Rana point out that we see for the fact that we have this contradiction, Rabbi Yechonah understood the Gzeir of our Mishnah like Rabbi Yisrael. Fine. Baruch Hashem.
I can understand the switching where you get Rabbi Yehuda in the first Mishnah, he's saying it's asa, so therefore, it's
usher
on the first day, only on the second day.
Oh, on the first day, and only the second day, it's mutter.
Mutter.
Oh, we have it tonight.
Where do you get the proponents that say, if they're saying it's the juice that flowed is mutter, where do you get the proponents saying that the egg that came out on Yom Tov is mutter?
It's obvious. Yeah. The Mishnah didn't say it over there, but
No.
I'll explain to you. Good. Good. You're asking a good question. You're saying if you want everything to match up, then over there, if the Rabbanan are telling me over here that it's mutter, you hear his question? The Rabbanan, Fred's asking, and that the Mishnah has to line up. You tell us, who the hell is the Usher over there? So he holds the Usher over here. Right? He holds the Usher by the grapes, so he holds the Usher by the egg. So if Rabbanan are holding the egg, it's mutter. Rabbanan are holding
mutter.
It's mutter over here on the juice that came out. So that Mishnah should also be mutter. So why the Rabbanan say it's aser? The answer is the Rabbanan say it's aser over there for a different reason. They
say it's mutter. Where do you get?
You know, but it would be mutter. No, but we don't. It would be mutter, but you don't see it is mutter. And that Mishnah you don't see because the Rabbanan make it aser for a different reason. Because they hold kedusha achase.
Right.
You're not going to see it. You don't always have to see a lot of. Rather, you can't see otherwise. Meaning you can't see other. Who do we saw otherwise? The Rabbi Yehuda held this 2 days Yom Tov. You're right. Oh, then you don't see a line. Meaning we don't see a lineup, but we don't see a contradiction. You're right. Really, you're right. So, meaning right, Rashi really didn't say the word line. Rashi said, "You hold this us, you hold this us, you hold this mutter, you hold this mutter."
And especially if Rashi says, "It's a bahavad the shari baha shari baha." That's the
Rabbi. Halachically, they would hold to the Greeks, but in that mission, that has to be a new issue. Rashi, I think Rashi's saying, I don't think he's saying the Mishnahs have to line up like he's saying, and halachically, if you hold this one, mutter that one should be mutter. So the mutter by the grape, should be mutter over there, also by the egg. But that Mishnah that we saw earlier, they have a different issue. It's that it would be mutter technically for the Rabbanan. Just we have a new issue of it's one Kedusha, so therefore you can't make this whole kind of condition. I'll tell you like this. On a regular Yom Tov, what do the Rabbanan hold? Let's say it's not Rosh Hashanah, they don't have the issue of state Kedusha. On a regular Yom Tov, Even on the first day Yom Tov, better. First day Yom Tov, what do the Rabbanim hold? But in this case, it's hard because you can't take off. In this case, by an egg. One second. In the case of an egg. No, we're not coming into the case of the fruit. That's what. Compared to the case of an egg. In the case of an egg.
Oh, the
halacha
is
like
they
still.
So
you can't eat. So you're getting to halacha now. And the halacha like this. But according to this, we're saying Rabbi Huda is like. You're right. Taisus asked you a question. It's coming according to this. Rabbi Huda is like the Shammai. Rabbi Huda is saying, what's Rabbi Huda saying? It's Ochol Da'av is one entity. And Beit Shnei the Yom Tov, there's no issue. What are we coming on here? What's the Chajmini? What's Rabbi Huda hold?
Which case?
Right at the end of our Gemara.
The end of this Gemara, right?
Rabbi Huda hold, Beit Shnei the Yom Tov is?
It's 2 days. Wait, is that again?
What about the egg? The egg born on Yom Tov?
The egg born on Yom Tov.
It's awesome. Fine, so it's good.
Maybe it's technical.
No, he's holding it.
The way we,
according to Rabbi Yochanan's
switching,
he says it's
Aser.
It's good.
And the Rabbanon hold?
Well, that's what I'm asking. You know, I guess you
don't have to say it. It's Mutter. You don't have to say it's Mutter. Rabbanon hold today, it's Mutter, because it's one entity. So, Ochol Da'af is here also. The egg, it's Mutter, which that's what the Gemara really anyway said. The Gemara and Da'af Bezim and Al said right away. What did the Gemara and Bezim and Al say right away? If the Gemara started with Ma'as Kinan. That's more understood originally. I think the other way is the Chiddush. I mean, the Gemara says one entity, right? And in a case where it's the eating, this is really what we said all along. This is really what comes out of the Gemara, big Chiddush. The Rabbanan are coming out like we said all along. We're in an eating, you have to remember, we're in an eating chicken. We're in an eating chicken, and the Rabbanan are telling me you're allowed to eat the egg that was Nailah, because Ochol Da'af is because it's part of the egg, which is what we learned all along. When coming out of the court of Yehuda, it comes out of the Chiddush, Rehuda holds, even in eating chicken, still you can't eat the egg. That's what different than we said until now. Until now we said if it's an eating chicken, right, Rabbi Yaakov? Until we said if it's an eating chicken, then the egg, you're allowed to eat that, right? We said eating chicken, what's the love of eating chicken? If it's an eating chicken, well, the opposite, you're allowed to eat that, you're allowed to eat the egg, right? Over here, Rehuda is according to Rabbi Yaakov, he's saying a chiddush. Even though it's eating chicken, you're still not allowed to eat the egg. Because he doesn't hold the Ochol Da'af. He said, no, I see it as two different entities. And the Jews and the grape also is two different entities. It's different, a big chiddush that we said until now. Which actually probably works out better that's the Rabbanan. And this is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan is going to regular Shita. Like we went until now, it's Ochol Da'af. Rabbi Yehuda is coming out. According to this, he said, you don't say Ochol Da'af. We don't go with the whole thing we're going all along for the past half and a half. Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue at that point, according to the first shot, if you're going to flip the Shitas. Good? That's good? Fine. Hashem.
One.
Fine. Let's see the next Gemara. You got to the next Gemara, Ravina? Fine. Now we got to Ravina, Baruch Hashem. This Gemara is a little complicated, so it's worth it to go over again. Try to get this Gemara, this chatter of Rabbi Yehuda. Comes Ravina, and Ravina comes. What's Ravina coming to do? We're going back in this. The reason why we really brought the contradiction was to bring out that Rabbi Yehuda is going along with Rabbi Yitzchak. But once we brought a contradiction in two Mishnahs between Rabbi Yehuda, Ravina wants to get a new answer.
New answer is to why there's no contradiction.
Yes, why there's no contradiction, correct. Meaning, it's still, really just see the flow that we understood Rabbi Yitzchak, that we're going in the world of Rabbi Yitzchak, but we are going to explain another reason why there's no contradiction in the two Rabbi Yehudas, right? Because we don't love to say Rabbi Yechon's pshat necessarily, that you start flipping things. We know he had to say, he made a flip, but really, he was stuck, so he said, flip the first Mishnah, flip the name. But really, we don't love doing that. So Ravina and Ravina Breder of Ula, two Ravinas, have shot in this, had to answer up this problem, this contradiction. What's that contradiction again? On one hand, the Rehuda says the juice that comes out of a grape is mutter, because it's an eating grape and it's all one entity. And by the chicken, he said the egg that came out of the chicken is usher because it's two entities.
Usher
on the first day because it's two entities. Now, how do you view food? Do you view it as one entity or two entities? Food that was originally together came apart. Now, Shabbos, the entity came apart. Do you continue to view it as one entity or two entities? So, this theory in Rehuda. In Hilchas Chita, he told me it's one entity. The juice that comes out of the grape you're allowed to eat it because it's all part of the grape. It's like you chop the grape in half. It's one entity. By the egg that came out of the chicken, he told me it's usur because it's noila, because it's two entities. So what do you hold by food? When food comes apart of the yomtiv, do you look at it as one entity that got cut in half? Or do you look at it as two entities? That's a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see Ravina. Inside the next new daf, give him a little base. New start. If you didn't start until now, you can start now. Ravina Amar, La'olam lo'tehpuch. Don't flip anything. Don't flip the Mishnayos. And it's not a kasha. I don't have any questions. Could Rabbi Yehuda in the second Mishnah wasn't saying his own opinion? Rabbi Yehuda says, I really hold that it's all one entity. And even on the first day of Yom Tov, the egg is mutter. But Rabbi Yehuda, the Vrim, the Rabbanan, the Kamarlu, he was talking along their lines, he's talking in the Rabbanan, saying like this, Lindy, the according to me, Afilu Barishan, even on the first day, even on the first day of Yom Tov, Nami also, Sharia, this egg is going to be mutter. Why? Because I hold, Ochlo Da'afrasu, it's food that got separated. It's part of the chicken, it's mutter. It's eating chicken, it's mutter. And I also, so why am I talking, why am I making it sound like for me that on the first day it's usur, right? Well, because I'm only telling you the second day is mutter. So I made it sound like the first day is usur. Elo l'didchu, rather, according to you, who hold that it's not ochlos da'afris, you hold it's two entities. So you hold on the first day it's usur. Oiduli, agree to me, mias, at least, the B'sheni Sharia, on the second day it's mutter. Why? The Shtei Kedushas say, because it's two Kedushas. And one day was for sure a weekday, like we explained earlier. So again, Ravina Amar, let's go back up again. Ravina says, La'ilam Loi table. Don't flip around any Mishnais, and there's no contradiction to Rabbi Yehuda at all. There's no problem. Why? Rabbi Yehuda held in the first Mishnah, it's Ochlo Da'afras, it's all part of the one grape. It's all part of the food, it's one entity. Rabbi Yehuda L'Devrim, the Rabbanan Kamar L'Mu. According to the words of the Rabbanan, that's what he's telling them. He's telling them like this. L'Didi, according to me, Afilu Barisha Nami Shari. Even the first day of Yom Tov, it's also Mutter. Why? Because I hold Ochlo Da'avrasu. It's just separated food. It's one food. The egg and the chicken is one entity. The egg is Mutter. Ela L'Dchu, rather, according to you, who held that? What did you hold? You held on the first day, it's Usur. Because you held it's two entities. Oidulu Mias, at least agree to me, the Vishani, that on the second day of Yom Tov, Sharia, it should be Mutter, the extra Mutter, at least on the second day. The Shtei Kedushin, it's two Kedushin, like we said earlier, one of the days were weekdays. So you, Rabbanu, what's the problem? Fine. According to you, the first day, it's considered Noilat, fine. It's considered a separate entity, it's Asr. But on the second day, at least one of the days were weekday, either yesterday or today. So agree to me, Shri Mutter. But I'm the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say to him, "No, loy kedusha achasi. By Rosh Hashanah, we can't do your say, make your whole chajmin one day was for sure weekday. We view it all as kaddish, all as one long day of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you can't say for sure one day was chol because there only is one day here, right? In Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying either yesterday's chol or today's chol. He's saying there's no yesterday and today. It's all no yesterday and tomorrow. It's all one long day, all with the same level of kedusha." Let's see Rashi. Ravina Amar, let's see Tap Rashi. Had the Kamar Rabbi Yechon. This is Rabbi Yechon said. Mukhlaf is Hashita, switch around the Shitas. Loi table, don't flip anything. And it's not a contradiction of Yehuda. Why? Because really, Rabbi Yehuda said, I hold Ochlo Da'afrasu. It is separated food, it is all one entity. And comes Rashi and says, by the grape, the Kiva the Mishum Schita Lekka. There's no issue of Schita since it's the eating grape. And there's no issue even if you squeeze it, because it's all one entity, and we don't look at it as if you're squeezing juice out of it. We view it as if you are cutting the grape in half. Mishumashkes tzavu nami leka. There's also no issue of the juice coming out. But mezachila, so even if your egg is going to be considered, even if your chicken is a mezachila, it doesn't go into the gzera mashkes tzavu, because there's no gzera over here. So what's he saying? He's saying, who according to you, that's true to la'af b'sheni, made it even also even on the second day. Nehi nami, it's granted also the isluchu the beitza gzeris mashkes hazavu. On the first day, it's true. You have the gzeris mashkes hazavu. You're told these two entities, and therefore it goes into the gzera of mashkes hazavu that it's a problem when it's two entities. Even though the targus is made to eat, it's still an issue of two entities. However, oidulu mias agreed to me at least the b'sheni sharia. Then the second day it's mutter. Why? Because one day was weekday. Fine. We'll see you next time tomorrow. Fine. Stay out.